Proclamation number 8269 of 10th of September, 1962. Strokes of fate. Disasters. Misfortunes. Hear my voice, which will always sound to you from above, because it is necessary for the Father to speak to his children. I have mercy on humanity because the end is near, and it will mostly pass away without knowing what is ahead of it if it does not establish the bond with me first. Yet people are so distant from me, their God and Creator, that they do not establish any spiritual bond whatsoever, that they only pay attention to the earthly world, which is my adversary's kingdom. And they are not to be instructed either, for my adversary has confused their thinking, and he has also hardened their hearts so that they only love themselves but feel no love for their neighbor who is in need. Every person is only concerned about increasing his earthly goods and creating a sense of well-being for his earthly body. Yet very few think of their souls, and therefore there is such great spiritual hardship on earth, which time and again causes me to speak to my living creations in the form of harsh strokes of fate, disasters and accidents of all kinds, for which you humans cannot really understand, that they are permissions from a loving God who only wants to bring his living creations to their senses, who addresses them in this way because they don't listen to his word from above. And therefore the earthly adversity will increase, the time of tribulation will befall people, which can serve to make people change their minds and take the path to me. How easily they could find it if only they paid attention to my word, which sounds to them from above, which is conveyed to them through my messengers. The transmission of my word is the most effective means, but its acceptance requires their free will, and I do not force it. This is why you, my servants, are very necessary for this last rescue mission of mine, and I bless every work you do for me. For it is a dreadful fate that awaits those who have not taken the path back to me before the end. I know this, and therefore still take from earth those who have not completely fallen prey to my adversary, so that they will still attain a clear light in the kingdom of the beyond and then be able to strive upwards. And that is why time and again you will hear of deaths in great numbers, and then you should always know that my great mercy has called these people from earth so that they will not completely fall prey to my adversary. The fact that good people will also be affected is truly not a disaster for them, for they can contribute to showing the others the way in the kingdom of the beyond. Their love can bring many blessings in the beyond, and they themselves will also be able to increase their degree of maturity through their redemptive work, which is their need in view of the many poor, sick and weak souls who suddenly found death and are without light. Time is drawing to a close, and every day must be evaluated for the redemption of erring souls. And what better thing can you, my servants on earth, do than to let me speak to people through you? What better can you do than to spread my word and also make it accessible to those who are still in the world and find it difficult to detach themselves from it? Your constant bond with me gives me the opportunity to address many people, and the strength of my word will bring about a change of will in those who have not yet completely fallen prey to my adversary, and then they will also be saved from the abyss they are now approaching. The fact that hardship will also increase has been announced to you time and again, but you should also have the right explanation for this, that only love for the creations which are still apostate to me will cause me to do so, even if you doubt it and sometimes cannot believe it when you receive news of great disastrous strokes of fate which affect people all over the world. If they contribute to people being so touched by them that the will to help is expressed in them, that love is kindled in them, then these strokes of fate will also be a blessing if you consider that these people will escape a new banishment which will bring them endless times of torment and bondage again. For I only ever want to help people become blissfully happy, and I will do everything so that they will still complete their course of development on this earth. Amen.